Yes, he was a great man. He embraced the cross of Jesus Christ. See, there are 3 degrees when it comes to suffering. To tolerate it, that might be equivalent to the purative way, the effort of many people to get rid of serious sin in their life. And then to accept the suffering, that's the illuminative way. We try to get rid of venial sins, at least a more deliberate type of venial sin. And then the 3rd degree is to embrace the cross of Christ. And that is a most special grace to be able to do that. Not just to say, Lord, it's all right with me, or thy will be done on earth in my heart as it is in heaven, but actually to embrace Jesus Christ on the cross and all the suffering that goes with it. If you're ever struggling with big temptations, focus on the crucified. He's nailed just to one side of that cross. The other side is for you and for me. A cross without Christ is a curse. A cross with Christ is a blessing. And that's what we're all looking for. These words of good spoken over us by our God. You remember through a lifetime, St. Francis requested just 2 things from God. The first was to suffer in his own body, insofar as he could take it, exactly what Jesus Christ suffered when he died on the cross. And his prayer was answered. September the 17th, 1224, on Mount Auvernia, St. Francis' body was marked with the marks of the crucified. He carried that stigmata for 2 years and 2 weeks until he died on October the 3rd, 1226. But the second thing St. Francis asked for from God was to carry in his heart the love that Christ had for us and for his heavenly Father when he died on the cross. He knew he needed the love to bear the pain. And love is the only thing that can make pain bearable. And for a man like St. Francis, it was a question of joy in suffering. Not because he was some sort of masochist who would get pleasure out of pain inflicted upon him, because suffering conformed him to the crucified, to the one that loved him so very much. And that's been the tradition in the Franciscan order now for 800 years, for those who tried to live up to the expectations of God. The full focus is Jesus on the cross. That's why every home should have a crucifix. Like in Soroki Brzeg, you remember from yesterday? And every family should be acquainted with the Passion narrative. That's part of the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John that describes the Passion. Usually we keep that for just Holy Week. And in the Capuchin Franciscan tradition, we never read that at table. It was too sacred. But I don't think it would hurt you once in a while to read that Passion, just to appreciate what Jesus went through when he died on the cross. And then in the Holy Eucharist, that's the fruit of the cross, to take the body and blood of Jesus Christ into your heart, even during the week, every day if you can, because that's where you get the strength to carry your cross to the end. The words of consecration that make our God so available as to make him edible, the words of consecration still contain the solution for all the problems of the world, including our own. And any suffering sandwiched between 2 receptions of the Holy Eucharist make them all downable, bearable, swallowable. We eat our God, not in the cannibalistic form of a former Papua New Guinea where they ate human flesh, and they did, but only the flesh of the enemy after a battle. You and I eat the flesh and drink the blood of the one who called himself our friend, because he revealed all the secrets of the Father to us insofar as you and I are capable of receiving them. And that's what a friend is. And it's during the battle, while we're all part of that church militant, fighting, striving to win our place in the embrace of our God for all eternity, where eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered the heart of man, but God has prepared for those who love him.